This is Decoder Datebook for September 17th. Since 1858, Fort Abercrombie has been a famous landmark in North Dakota's history, serving as a gateway to the west and a stopping place along the early trade route between St. Paul and Fort Garry in Canada. A threat of war came to Fort Abercrombie when the Dakota conflict began in Minnesota in August of 1862. Dakota warriors attacked the village of Breckenridge about August 22nd, killing four people. Fearful settlers fled to Fort Abercrombie for safety. One who came to the fort was a man named Frank Kent. Born in Maine in 1831, Kent moved to Minnesota in his 20s, and he got a job in St. Cloud hauling freight to Fort Garry and back. By 1862, Kent was using a wagon with four mules. When the troubles broke out that August, Frank Kent was in Georgetown on the east side of the Red River. Seeking better protection for his mules, Kent headed to Fort Abercrombie on September 2nd, covering 55 miles in 7 hours, switching teams every few miles to keep the mules fresh. To reach the fort, Mr. Kent had to cross the river on a ferry boat. Before he reached the ferry boat landing, he saw fresh pony tracks, moccasin tracks, and other signs that indicated the presence of a large number of Dakota warriors. The ferryman doubted Kent's observations. Nonetheless, Frank Kent warned the fort's commander, Captain John Vanderhork, of imminent attack, informing him of the danger signs near the fort. On September 3rd, the day after Kent's warning, the Dakota tribesmen, 400 in number, attacked. Fort Abercrombie's defenders consisted of 75 soldiers and 77 armed civilians with four cannons. They fought from dawn to 3 in the afternoon to a standstill. A larger attack came 2 days later, but was held off, with the cannons giving the defenders the edge. Captain Vanderhork, needing reinforcements and more ammunition, had sent two messengers to St. Paul on August 23rd. Fearing the couriers might not have made it, the captain sent Frank Kent and William Tarbell towards St. Paul on September 21st. But just 2 days later, the reinforcements arrived, ending a six-week-long siege. 36 years later, on this date in 1908, the Grand Forks Herald published the obituary of Frank Kent, who died at the age of 78 in Alexandria, Minnesota. Crediting him for the warning at Fort Abercrombie, the headline read, "Hero is Dead." Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.